Beyond the Best of Drew and Mike is brought to you by Scott Kuneth. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kuneth, Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or for help in finding your new one. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or S. Kuneth at CBWM. That's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H. Thanks to Scott for joining us in 2018. The rewards he gets for doing that.
Hey, I didn't have his song queued up that the toilet bowl cleaner guy did.
Yeah.
Matt Farley. He sent me an email. I totally forgot about this. He wrote, "Thanks for the continued airplay. I keep getting emails, texts, and tweets from people who discovered me from the podcast. I'm happy to announce that
what?
My movie, Local Legends, is now streaming on Amazon Prime."
Wait, what? Who?
Matt Farley.
Matt Farley has a movie?
"I perform Scarlett Johansson farts in the opening scene, and it keeps getting better from there."
Oh, my God.
Do we dare check it out?
It's his movie?
Yeah, Local Legends from 2013. It's the story of a small-time entertainer in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Wow. That sounds like him.
Should we... He does that in the opening scene. Have we ever heard him perform live?
I don't think so.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Are you guys excited? Do you want to?
I'm pretty excited.
I want to see that movie.
Sure,
I
want to
see that.
I'm kind of pumped. How early in the movie? Are we talking 10 minutes in or?
He said the first scene.
What movie do we have to watch?
Well, all of it.
Well, why don't we start playing it and see
There's
what happens?
Ad for me. Why do we have to see an ad first? I don't want to see
a singer?
No, he's
no.
not
a singer. She's
quiet.
Matt's selling out.
Well, no, he's becoming a multimedia.
Yeah,
phenomenon.
It only took him 5 years to get this movie to the streaming.
Is it in 3D?
No,
not interested.
Here's
he's
the opening scene
of all media.
This next comic was there.
It's the opening scene of Local Legends.
He's one of the funniest guys around, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together for Mr. Matt Farley.
Should be the toilet bowl cleaners.
Feeling really good tonight.
A lot of dark
Thanks
screen.
For coming out.
Black yeah. screen.
All it says is Moturn Media presents.
Had to break up with my girlfriend.
He's doing stand up.
We have nothing in common. She really liked me, and I hate myself.
Oh.
If
that's a good
my last
joke.
Name was Talk, I would name my son Lester, and then he'd become a DJ on the radio, and he'd say, "You're listening to more music with less talk."
Oh, crowd's not digging it.
It's a movie.
Black screen, a Matt Farley. Maybe they're not supposed
counter.
To dig it.
It's because I have so many kitchens, sometimes I lose track. I have a friend, he works in a factory that produces traffic lights, you know, red, yellow, and green traffic lights. And one day I was driving, and he was in the passenger seat, and the light was yellow, and it turned red, so I stopped. And he turned to me, and he said, "Dude, I could have made that light."
That one person liked
when I was
it.
A kid, I had trouble reading, and so my parents brought me to the doctor, and the doctor gave me reading glasses. And it kind of helped, but I was still having trouble, so they brought me back to the doctor and said, "Doctor, you're still having trouble. What could it be?" And the doctor said, "Your son is stupid."
Start playing the song.
A friend of mine was getting ready for a big date, so he sprayed cologne all over himself, and he came up to me and said, "How do I smell?" And I said, "By breathing in through your nose."
Okay, I'm jumping forward.
Right, this Mitch is Hedberg.
Download it when you get home off iTunes, everybody.
Ooh, it's a little different.
She's so pretty and she's so great. Acting in movies, singing songs by Tom Waits. She is the woman of
it's
so
weird
many
to see him sing, Hunter.
Sometimes she releases stinky steam. Oh, where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Oh, where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum.
Crowd better like
Scarlett
this.
Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts.
When a girl Why aren't they singing
so
you live?
And so pretty as she, and is a famous and talented celebrity. You'd think that God created her with so much wisdom that he decided not to bog her down with a digestive system. Where is that?
Wow, well, I wonder where this movie, I actually might watch this. Only about an hour 10.
A it be the main art theater, sort of? Or
watch it at home on Amazon.
Oh, right. That's cool.
Good for him.
We should support him.
Is it possible that maybe that...
Because she likes my song and she claims to have the entire Billy Joel catalog?
Here he's acting.
That's what society expects of us in these situations.
She either believes that Billy Joel only has 3 albums, or she willfully lied to trick me into coming into her lair. Either way, I am not impressed.
I'm hooked.
Just a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock.
I just wondered if maybe the theme was that his stand-up was failing, but then he rescued it with his music.
Exactly.
I'm hoping it's something like that.
You have
but
to watch.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, the best of Drew and Mike this week has, starting out with my porn book. And I think we went through the glossary for some terms that we hadn't been introduced to previously. That was a good book, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I forgot I had that book. It's been my favorite things.
Yeah, big book of porn.
Hmm.
It was definitely
like big
some...
big book of dogs and the big book of cats, and it's a big book of porn.
Yeah, it was...
A picture book.
I think it was
a picture.
Enjoyable.
Somebody get a dick!
And nice. Then we moved on to Nick Cage's Loser Kid, which he got in a car accident, hadn't he?
I think so.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
he's a huge loser.
And did I do good, Daddy?
Did we talk about his divorce, the Loser Kid's divorce?
God, I don't remember.
Yeah, it seems to me he was being asked to pay half of his monthly income for his brats, and his entire income, I believe, came from Nick.
Oh, okay.
Nick wrote him a check for $10,000 every month, and he had to give $5,000 to her.
Well, Nick spends his money well.
Yeah, he does.
As we find out, I believe, we go through everything that Nick's bought.
Is this Weston Cage?
Yes, or Weston. Is this... It's
okay.
Weston.
So it's not Kal-El, the one named after Superman?
No, it's Weston Cage.
Weston and... Coppola.
Kal-El.
Oh, gosh.
He really named his kid that?
I remember reading about Weston Coppola Cage and just imagining what big dreams he had for this load.
And a big face.
When he was
that
born.
That boy has a big face.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He is just a zero. A total zero. His income is the check his dad writes for him every month. And he's not a kid. He's like 28 or something, I think.
Weston was the one that went really, really goth.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
How old is he, Brandon? I'm just wondering if there's any hope for Weston. I'm worried about him.
He's been married 3 times.
Weston appears to have...
He was married to Nikki Williams from 2011 to 2012.
Cool.
Danielle Cage from 2013 to 2016, and he just got married again in 2018.
He's 27.
He appears to have tattoos and then his chest hair growing over top of him.
Yeah, that reminds me.
What a catch.
Bad look.
Did anyone besides me... Notice porn star Jenna Jameson online today.
Oh, yeah.
No.
She's lost a bunch of weight.
She's lost 80 pounds.
Oh,
she had her before and after pictures. And all I saw were the horrible tattoos on her shoulders and her neck. I was like, oh, God. Yikes.
Was everyone freaked out?
Why'd she do that?
By how skinny she is?
No, she looked good. I mean, I was surprised because she looked like a total slob.
Whoa.
For a while there.
Oh, I didn't notice this photo. I've never seen never saw her that big before.
She's huge there.
She looks really gross huge, too.
Oh, there's a story here about Jenna Jameson battling loose skin after weight loss.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Because she looks pretty good.
Things that have helped me lose weight. I stop snacking. I allow myself to get hungry. I walk to where I need to go. I stop eating when I'm satisfied.
Well, who doesn't stop eating when they're satisfied?
Me.
You just keep eating when you don't want food?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Really?
I got portion control problems.
Big time.
I know. I tend to think there's not going to be enough food for me. And so I tend to get more food than I want. Like I'll order an appetizer or something.
Like Miss
I know better. Well, I just don't want to be done with lunch and then go, could I order, something else?
Well, then don't you find yourself just eating whatever's in front of you?
Kind of sometimes.
Yeah.
Not
who
always.
Eats and says, oh, I'm full?
I do. I take it home.
I don't.
Out the next day.
Well, if only we all had the self-control of Weston Cage.
Jenna Jameson.
So well. Yeah, Jenna. I couldn't believe. Have you seen those shitty tattoos on her?
Yeah.
They're horrible. Her arms are covered with tattoos, too.
There's a boxer on there.
Oh.
I'm starting to feel like... is it possible that generally, in general terms of attractiveness, that lots of tattoos is more attractive than no tattoos? Because I'm starting to wonder, God, am I shittier looking because I have no tattoos?
It depends on the tattoos.
Well, if it depends on the tattoos...
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
I love that drop. If it depends on the tattoos, then I would say I'm better off with no tattoos. Because yeah. I've never seen a tattoo I wanted.
No.
Would you ever seen one?
No. Would you put hate on the side of your body? Is
no.
that one of them?
No, I would not. Because I would think that eventually in a few years you'd go, why is hate on the side of my body? Do I really need to be reminded
really
of hate every time I see my body?
Get Paul McCartney to autograph your bicep.
Yeah.
That would get boring.
How about a VT?
Yeah.
It's so cliche.
What a microphone.
So cliche.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
So people can go, oh, microphone, what do?
You could put a cub there. The Cubs.
We'll sit down and I'll tell you.
No one has a Cubs tattoo.
The logo, the podcast logo.
Be the only one? Oh, yeah. We should all get that. Let's get tattoos.
It's like the Lord of the Rings clan, how they all got their Elvish tattoo because they did the movie together.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm just missing
something. I can relate to that.
I'll be Orlando Bloom.
I was reading about somebody, and I can't even remember who it was, and they were on Tinder, and they were talking about how guys, she was talking about how guys were liking her. They really liked her tattoos. And that's what made me think, like, well, really, guys really dig chicks with tattoos as opposed to regular, well, not, what's a regular chick?
What a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Is regular chicks with tattoos or chicks without tattoos or chicks in between?
Oh,
with
wow.
Just a couple. I mean, honestly, I'm just wondering, what percentage of millennials, for example, have lots of tattoos?
Oh, boy.
Seems like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot seems to be more of a deterrent than just a few.
Is Gen Z, I mean, since we need to be ready for them, I'm just wondering, are Gen Z
Let's
future employees, are they going to have lots of tattoos or are they going to have less tattoos than millennials?
Let's go Stewin. Well, they hate anything millennials do, so they probably have less tattoos. Plus, you have to go outside to get them done.
Right now, ages 18 to 29, 38% of people have at least one.
Well, that's not, I would have thought it was more than that.
I would have thought it was way more.
I would have thought it was way more. Yeah, and I would have thought that, like, one, nobody has one tattoo.
Huh? Yeah. You would think if you have one,
you have like six.
Four or five. Yeah.
Well, I have one. I guess you can break it down into six. But
well, when it's that marvelous, you're not going to do any better.
Shut up.
What?
It just doesn't seem like anyone stops at one. What amazes me is all the, like, you see like a 17-year-old with sleeves. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
17 and you got sleeves. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's...
How does that work?
I think about that when we talked to Ian...
It seems parents have very little control over what happens these days.
The author of Smash, Ian
Winwood,
with all the punk rockers, as they get older, they just load up with tattoos.
Yeah.
And then their parents and grandparents. And
right.
I don't know. It doesn't matter now, but to be the first, it's kind of ballsy.
That reminds me, there was a chick that I was watching Catfish on Wednesday night, and there was a chick who had lost 200 pounds, and she was covered in tattoos, and I thought, wait, did she get all those tattoos when she lost the weight?
Oh, wow.
Or maybe she got them made darker or something, because they would shrink.
Right.
Maybe
right?
She had them, got fat, and then got skinny
Wait,
again.
Maybe they looked darker, because they shrink. They were all spread out, and they had lots of ink, and then they shrunk, and they got darker.
The principle of silly putty.
Yes. No, I think I'm right about that.
Speaking of Catfish, Nev is now on Cameo, so ahead and get a personal.
So is Gilbert Gottfried. Ugh.
So is... Who's the other one? Oh, Michael Avenatti.
What?
Is on Cameo.
Get out of here.
There is no way.
What is he charging?
I want to say it was $350 when I saw
it. Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
I don't even, when I look too.
Who would want a Cameo from Michael Avenatti?
I don't even think he had a test Cameo. He describes himself in a weird, famous attorney. $350.
Wow.
$350.
What a dick.
There's a guy named, N-word. That's it.
What?
Oh, sorry. No, real N-word.
Well, let's hear him.
I don't know.
What's he say?
Probably shouldn't get one of these ones.
Oh, wait. The realest nigga on the gram. Now I'm the realest nigga on Cameo, too. Fuck with me, cake-ass nigga.
Wow. Oh, $50. $50 if you want.
Okay.
He's an artist, it says. Okay.
I think he'll do real well.
Maurice Hurst is on there, too.
Boy.
Anyway, this girl who had the tattoos, the trunk, that were really dark, they didn't look bad. Although, they were more than I would have preferred. But anyway, she's not my girlfriend. she was
she was afraid she's being catfished by this guy she was chasing and she's talking to for like a year and a half, who was the husband of someone on My Fat Fabulous Wife. This chick was like 400 pounds. He was her husband. He wasn't fat. And he had this giant beard. And for some reason, he was single. And she just she was just nuts about him from seeing him on My Fat Fabulous Life.
Oh, because maybe she figures she can get as fat as she wants.
Yeah, she can
gain
the weight and he'll still dig her. That's exactly what I said, Trudy. But she had lost the weight. She was thin.
Yeah, she's probably, it's kind of a battle keeping it off, though.
He knows she could get bigger.
It could happen.
I understand the psychology of that one.
I thought that was a real weird situation where someone would chase someone on My Fat Fabulous Life. Anyway, I hope they're happy. Also, opening the mail, as I found out, I got an award. It was many years later, and we opened it up on the podcast. And I don't know where that
went. I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
It was. It may have been a participation award. I don't remember. I was happy anyway. And then Corey Feldman's Today Show appearance, which I remember, that was a big day.
That might be the best thing on TV in the last 20 years.
It was. They were talking about the best live events on TV in 2018.
Oh, right.
And it was the stuff you would expect, like Alabama, Clemson.
Cave Kids.
Midterms.
Cave
Kids. Were the Cave Kids in there?
I thought I saw that on one of them, or maybe it was
the Kavanaugh hearings was. I think.
Oh yeah,
three
that was
four.
The TV event.
That's what I thought. I thought that was the TV event. That was the thing that people watched that they wouldn't have maybe
normally
just kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. And the shows, although it was from Sling, the listeners from Sling. Uh-huh. So I don't know what that.
Oh yeah,
means.
I did see that.
I feel
that
bad. I totally forgot about those Cave Kids.
Yeah. Good.
I don't think they were on the Sling list.
Just wait till their 18 movies come out.
Oh.
Hello.
I don't know. Aren't we done with cave people? Aren't we? So we rescued the 33 guys in Chile. And it's like, fuck you if you're after them. Nobody cares.
How about the...
We've already given all our attention to cave people.
We never talked about the three people that were trapped in the mine that were saved.
Oh, there's the pedophile, though. Pedo Man.
Pedo Man, yeah.
Pedo Man makes that story interesting. And Elon Musk gets involved and loses his mind.
Great press conference by Elon the other day.
Did you see a Tesla caught on fire?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yeah. You know what?
They couldn't put it out.
No, they couldn't. You're right.
Their stock price is booming right now.
I know.
Ever since they had to pay the fine.
Why is their stock price booming?
I think because they're turning
cars
out.
No other stock price is booming.
I know. Well.
Did you hear how long, though, that they said it was recommended they keep water on these particular batteries?
A long time.
7 hours?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Make sure that it doesn't like spark up again.
That seems like a battery you wouldn't want.
No.
Just off the top of my head.
I see Teslas all over town. Is this happening to other people?
I don't know. It had a flat tire. It was being towed. It just went.
It gave up. It just blew up. I gotta get on this tow truck.
Maybe they self-destruct.
But hasn't another Tesla done that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do we hear about it every time because it's Tesla?
Right. Well, that's what Tesla says.
I don't know. Like, do many other cars blow up? I mean, the Pintos used to blow up.
Yeah, they say there are more gas-powered vehicles that catch fire.
Is Ralph Nader going to be all over it?
What is?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's
Ralph doing?
Where's Nades?
He's ancient.
Nades
ruining something else.
He's worried about the Corvairs. There's like 11 Corvairs left. He's still upset about them. Let's see.
Corey Feldman
wraps it up. And calm is what every transaction should be. If you're selling or buying your first home, it should not be stressful. Scott Kunith, with all his years of advertising and sales experience, and now going on 2 years in real estate, says the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, which is why he pledges to call you back in a timely manner. If you like to text, he's happy doing that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it, and his word is his guarantee. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding a new one. 248-797-7746, 248-797-7746, or S. Kunith, SKUNNATH, at CBWM.
And now, the best of Drew and Mike.
I got this exciting big book of porn.
All right.
I know, it's so awesome.
Are there any nude pictures in there?
Yeah, there's a few. But it's really more about the industry and the history. And it's a lot
of
fun.
Fascinating.
It's totally fascinating. But my favorite part right away was the real porn titles.
Oh.
And it's going to take a while to get through these. So I thought I'd just drop them in occasionally.
Yeah.
20,000 Legs Under the Sea, 2069 A Sex Odyssey, 28 Gays Later.
I almost want you to tell us the real name and see if we can figure out the porn.
I know. I honestly have to sit here and think for a while. 40 Gays and 40 Dykes.
What?
40 Days and 40 Nights.
No, I know, but I'm just thinking about that movie.
Yeah, not sure what the plot's going
to
be there.
Or who it appeals to.
The Air Down There. All Hands on Dick.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Allie McPhail. American Booty. An Officer and a Genitalman.
That's a reach.
I know. There's quite a few of those. Anus the Menace. Apollo 69. Armageddon. It On. Yeah. Ass Ventura, Smut Detective. Oh, boy. Ass Wide Open. Assablanca.
Ass Wide Open. It's the eyes.
Assablanca. Austin Prowler. Ball the President's Men. Barbara's Bush.
No.
Battlestar Orgasmica. No, oh, please.
It's another stretch.
Be By Me. Be By Me. What's it? Stand By Me? Me. Be By Me. B-I is in by, of course. Wow. Ben Hurover. Beverly Hills 90210 Ho. Oh. Beverly Hills Cock. What's that? Beverly Hills
Cop.
Oh, cop, duh. Big Trouble in Little Vagina. Black Cock Down.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Bone Alone. Bonfire.
Bone Alone. Bone.
Bonfire of the Panties.
Okay.
There's some stupid ones.
That's not bad considering the word it was replacing.
The Booty Guard. Buffy the Vampire Lair. Butch Lesbian and the Lap Dance Kid.
Oh, what? That's a stretch.
Charlie's Anals. Cliff Banger. Oh. Clitty Clitty Gang Bangs. Clockwork Orgy. Close Encounters of the Sperm Kind. Okay. Crocodile Dun Me. Colonel Angus.
Colonel Angus. Best SNL sketch.
Crouching Penis, Hidden Vagina.
Crouching Penis? That makes no sense.
I know. So there's a lot of those. Come and Comer.
Oh, ew.
Oh, God. Coming to America, C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Yeah. That's classy.
Dawson's Crack.
Ew.
Desperately Seeking Semen. Diddler on the Roof. The Dirty Dozen Inches.
The best part of these are all real.
I know.
They're all real porn titles.
I'll just finish the D's. Let's see. Doggy Style Afternoon. Done in 60 Seconds. DP2, The Mighty Fucks, P-H-U-C-K-S. Driving It Into Miss Daisy.
Of course.
And Dude, Where's My Dildo? Jesus.
Phenomenal. What's the rest of the book? Is it just...
They rate all the... They give you the top male stars. They give you a bio on them. Top female stars. Bio.
Of all time.
Oh, yeah. Then they have a lot of movies and their plots, like the top movies of all time.
Plots?
I know, which is fun to read, actually. It's called The Big Book of Porn, a penetrating look at the world of dirty movies. It's got a lot of history, a lot of, you know, the early days of porn, a lot of 70s stuff, which I thought was kind of fun to look at. And of course, there's Johnny Wadd, John C. Holmes. He's in here a few times. There should have been more on John Holmes. I'm a little disappointed. I was reading the porn glossary in my new porn book today.
Yeah. And what'd you learn?
There's a term for garfunkling.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember because it's based on art for some reason. If I can find it real quick.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, it's on Urban Dictionary.
It is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the act of having sex with someone while wearing an art Garfunkel wig.
Oh, that's not a real thing.
No, that's not it. Garfunkling is going down on a white woman whose pubic hair is especially bushy.
Ew. So it looks like his hair. So he's got pube hair.
I guess he does.
Nice. Nice. That's his contribution.
Do you know what FIP is?
FIP? No.
Fake internal pop shot. Well, inside his partner, man fakes an orgasm, convulsing and grunting for the camera. DVDA, double vaginal, yeah. Double anal. Seemingly unattainable feat of stuffing four penises in one woman.
That's also, I believe, the name of the record label for Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Oh, how nice.
Or their band name.
It's after it says.
It is, yeah. It's their band name.
The seemingly unattainable feat of stuffing four penises in one woman and still leaving her free to sing a Gershwin tune. There's nothing in her mouth. Yeah. Point, I guess. Yeah. Also, crew cake, when a female porn star decides to reward the crew for a hard day's work by letting them masturbate onto her.
Oh, okay, great. Nice. Nice tip.
I had this term wrong. Docking is inserting the penis into the foreskin of another man's penis.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
I didn't
we've
know that was
that.
Docking.
What do you think it was?
I don't want to say.
Jay, will you pull a picture for him?
No, I don't want to see a picture. Then all the terms they have for cum, C-U-M. Semen, also known as Aphrodite's toothpaste, baby batter, ball
butter.
No one
has ever called it Aphrodite's toothpaste.
Well, you're not around these people. God. Cock vomit.
Yeah, nothing like taking. Oh, gross. I've heard cock snot.
A gentleman's relish. Man mayo, manthrax, nut nectar, pecker snot, penis paste, seed spooge, spunk, testicle tapioca.
Ugh.
The boarding party, the kids, the swim team. Wad, white gold, and yuck.
Wad.
Baby batter.
Baby yeah, batter. That was on there. Yep. Ball nice butter. Taking a three-letter word and making it longer.
Gentleman's relish.
Wait, you didn't say jizz.
Yeah, it's in there. It's
man
in there.
Blast.
Oh, God.
A macrophile is a man who fantasizes about gigantic women. We're talking Godzilla-sized women.
Oh.
No, you mean a masrophile?
Yeah, we got some news on that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Coming up.
C-U-M?
All the terms for...
You mean Aphrodite's toothpaste up?
Yeah.
All the terms for the vagina, a bearded clam, box, cock tub, cooter, garage.
Cock tub? I've never heard that. I've
never heard that either. Gash, hair pie.
Oh, God.
Hoo-ha, love glove, meat slipper, Michael Corleone's safe house. Moose knuckle, muff, pink, taco, poontang snatch, the front door, vertical smile. Emo used to use a lot of those.
I know the vertical smile.
The vertical smile. you say the vertical smile.
Yeah, you say.
Roman shower, the act of intentionally vomiting on your partner. Gross. Oh, skiing, when a woman is situated between two men, giving them both HJs.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart.
In the On the Road movie, Skin told us about that.
Damn.
It's working the ski poles.
San Fernando shower, cleaning oneself with baby wipes after a sex scene.
Why San Fernando?
Because they shoot a lot of porn there.
Oh, okay.
How about anybody running a red light?
No, I don't even want to hear that description.
Having sex with a woman, circle days.
Okay, excellent.
Tush pizza. The unsightly pimples that often cover a porn starlet's rear end.
Ugh.
Gross.
God.
You're loving that book, huh?
So gross.
It's a wonderful book.
It's actually, the pages, that looks like something I could read.
Yeah, no, you
like
it.
It's like a nice bathroom book.
It's a good quick read. Well, there's a few more titles too. I highlighted, so I don't have to go through all of them. But there were some that I didn't get to.
You got check marks everywhere.
A lot of dog ears on that book too.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
Is there a description for dog ears? Is that a porno move?
I'm not aware of it. If it is, did I get to the O's? The object of my erection. oh brother, who fuck thou? Oklahoma. On Golden Blonde, Phallus in Wonderland, Picnic at Hanging Cock, Pile Driving Miss Daisy, Poke a Hot Ass,
yep.
Porn on the 4th of July.
That makes no sense.
I know. Rebel Without a Condom, The Rod Father, Rosemary's Booby, Saturday Night Beaver, School of Hard Cocks, Screw the Right Thing, Scrotal Recall. That makes no sense either. Scrotal Recall. That's too easy. Sergeant Pecker's Lonely Hearts Club Gangbang.
That's a stretch.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
That's a classic.
6 Degrees of Penetration, The Slutty Professor, Snow White and the 7 Inches. So I Married a Porn Star. So I Married a Porn Star. Sorest Rump, The Sperminator. Sperms of Endearment, Splendor in the Ass, Star Whores, The Empire Likes Back, Swallow Hal, A Tale of Two Titties, There's something In and Out of Mary, Three Men and a Lady, Tight Club, Tits a Wonderful Life, Titty Slickers, To Drill a Mockingbird, makes no sense,
no.
Trampire, Wetness for the Prosecution, When Harry Ate Sally, White Men Can't Hump, Who Reamed Roger Rabbit,
oh.
The Whole 9 Inches, Willy Wanker and the Fudge Packing Factory, and Witness for the Penetration, oh, Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy, and You've Got Tail.
Very How nice. Cute.
Very nice.
Delightful. The sorest rump. That might have been the best one.
I just wanted to mention, because I've seen this story come up a couple times, Nicolas Cage's kid went to court finally. He had gotten in a police chase, a pretty significant chase, too, as I recall, and I'm trying to have the car here. It seems to me it was a sports car, like, you know, Daddy, I need a sports car. Got him something that was pretty amazing. And, you know, the story was not all that difficult to believe. Nicolas Cage's kid is drunk. He gets pulled over. He takes off. He crashes into a tree. And so, of course, he's arrested for running from the cops. And it turns out he was drunk, too. But when the pictures came out, there's this picture of him sitting on this lawn of this house where he hit the tree. And actually kind of looks like, what is that? Is this in Phoenix? I was going to say the house looks, reminds me of my neighborhood. But anyway, he's
your
just.
House?
No. He's got this stupid haircut. And of course, he's got tattoos all over himself. He looks like he's crying on the front lawn with all these cops around him. And then there's a picture
he's big, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, he's really big. Yeah, he's there's fat. A really stupid picture of him and Nick. I mean, is that kid, I mean, that's one of those things where I think it's not in Nick Cage's best interest to be pictured with his child. Because the kid looks so ridiculous.
I feel like maybe because you're just talking about him, he looks like if Nicolas Cage and Chris Angel had a kid together.
Wow. He does look like Chris Angel.
He's got Chris Angel's hair and beard.
But if Chris Angel had absolutely no taste whatsoever in terms of fashion and personal grooming, that's how Chris Angel would look.
What a loser kid.
This is a Camaro, too, by the way, Drew.
Oh, it was a Camaro. Okay. Anyway, it just, I've never really heard of this kid getting in trouble before, but I just have a feeling we're going to be reading more about this kid, as in this sort of thing. Down the road, because he looks like, it looks to me like Nick Cage is a really troubled kid, but he somehow has escaped trouble so far until now.
Has he really? For some reason, I felt like he had been in trouble before.
Oh, maybe he has.
Who's his mom?
You know, I don't know, because I knew he was married
to an Asian woman for a while.
He's married to a couple of Asian women, hasn't he?
Is it Lisa Marie?
No.
Remember, he's married to Lisa Marie.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not their kid. This kid's 26.
Christina Fulton.
That's the mom?
Is she an actress?
Yeah, American actress.
Okay. Look at that dumb picture of him on the lawn right after he wrecked and hit the tree. What a dope.
Nice outfit.
He's got long, really dark hair. It looks like it's dyed black, parted in the middle, but it looks like Shemp or something from the Three Stooges.
That's really, it's really funny. So his parents are Nicolas Cage, an actor, so, you know, got resources, and his mom was a model actress, and that's what he came out to look like.
No, he looks like he got the worst genes from both sides. Definitely got the worst genes. And
he's the lead singer of the black metal band Eyes of Noctum. Which broke up in 2012. Sorry about that.
I'm sure they were. Were they hugely successful?
Yeah. You don't have their albums?
No, I don't. I mean, were they on a label or something?
Doesn't look like it.
And his name is also stupid. I hate to say this because somebody's going to go, hey, that's my name. His name is Weston Cage.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like they were trying to come up with a cool name.
He's also a special child. He's also a father.
Oh, is he?
His kid's name is Lucian Augustus Cage.
I'm sure he's very up to date with his child support payments, too. And I just have a feeling he's a fabulous father. I don't know why. It's crazy.
I don't know if the Cages are that good at taking care of their money.
Oh, that's right. You know, that was stunning to me. That actually, think about that. Nick Cage and Lisa Marie Presley both blew all their cash. And I'm trying to remember, do we know what Nick blew his money on? Because he was bankrupt a couple years ago. And I remember the story.
Houses? You have a bunch of
houses. Oh, yeah, maybe during the recession he bought a bunch of stuff, or right before the recession. But the brunt of the story about his financial problems were they were listing all the money he had made in like the 6 months prior to this, and it was a huge amount of money. He'd been in, of course, 19 films in a very short period of time. I mean,
he makes
so many movies. But he makes a significant amount of money on the movies. It's not like they pay him $50,000 or something. He still makes decent money.
Let's see, 2009 he made $40 million. Had a Malibu home. Yeah, it sounds like he just had too many houses.
But then you think that she would go completely broke too.
Yeah, he owned a $7 million island in the Bahamas.
There was some event, though, that had a lot to do with bankruptcy.
Yeah, in 2007, he bought a castle.
Oh. Very pragmatic purchase.
That was in England. Shortly after selling his German castle, Cage put up his homes in Rhode Island, Louisiana, Nevada, California, as well as a $7 million island in the Bahamas. In 2009, the IRS filed documents in New Orleans in connection with a federal tax lien against property that he owned in Louisiana. He never paid federal taxes.
Oh, he didn't pay tax.
He failed to pay
over. I never understand that. And I'm entering a world now where I have to be very aware of my taxes, and it makes me nervous all the time. Thinking, I got to file quarterly taxes. Oh, my God. And, you know, here it is, not even close to the end of March, and I'm already thinking about, oh, my God, I got to go see my accountant because I got to pay quarterly taxes. And that's just to stay up with it. That's just so I don't get hit with a big pile, you know, in the middle of the year or the end of the year. Not that it's going to be that much money.
He didn't pay $6.2 million in federal income tax for 2007.
What?
The year he bought the castle in England.
So he's very knowledgeable on the castle
market,
the castle real estate business.
Wow.
Why would he buy a castle?
Because he's Nick Cage.
I know, but
his Bel Air home had 6 loans totaling $18 million on failed to sell it in a foreclosure auction in April 2010, despite an opening offer of $10.4 million.
Oh, my God.
Substantially less than the $35 million that he originally tried to sell it for.
Oh! Oh, so he mispriced his house by $25
million. Oh, it eventually did sell for $10.5 million.
How ridiculous. Can you imagine Nick talking to the real estate agent, and the agent going, Nick, I think it's, I don't know, I put it on for about $11.5 million. And he goes, no way, it's worth $35 million.
November 2011, he sold his Action Comics 1 on an online auction for a record-breaking $2.16 million for a comic book. Hey, he bought it in 97 for $110,000.
He made one good investment.
But he had to sell it to pay for the
I'm just thinking, though,
tax liens.
Oh, Jay's got an interesting site up. Where did all the money go? A self-proclaimed history buff, Cage allegedly outbid Leonardo DiCaprio for a 67-million-year-old Tarbosaurus skull valued at over $300,000. He also apparently had other dinosaur skulls. What?
It's like Will.
I'm going to invest in dinosaur skulls.
It's like Will Forte's character in The Last Man on Earth. Yes. The first couple episodes, he had that giant dinosaur skull on his table. Because he could just take whatever he wanted
from any museum. Yeah. I know. It was just so cool.
He had Jordan's jersey.
Oh, he bought 2 albino king cobras for protection. Some others say he used it for sexual activities.
Of course, Nicolas Cage bought, what were they? Albino, what exactly?
Albino king cobras.
Of course, he bought king cobra snakes for protection. That sounds like such a Nicolas Cage thing to do. And honestly, him buying them for sex, which is the other theory, seems appropriate too for Nicolas Cage.
How about the dinosaur skulls, though? I think Leonardo DiCaprio really didn't want it. He just wanted to bid it up.
So Nicolas Cage
would pay way too much.
Wow.
Two Bahamian islands. Cage bought a 40-acre, $7 million island south of Nassau for his private use. Well, he's got a fucking castle. What does he need a private island for?
Hey, that skull he bought, it was stolen. He had to return it.
Oh,
oh man.
Nice getting a certificate of authenticity for your 300 grand or whatever the hell it was.
Do you have the list of all his artwork and cars and everything?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
He bought the Shah of Iran's Lamborghini for $450,000.
Oh, great purchase.
Yeah, and the Shah, of course, is so popular.
I think he might have a spending problem.
Possibly. Exotic cars and motorcycles. He also spent millions on other dozens of specialty and vintage vehicles. In June 2004, he supposedly owned up to 30 motorcycles and 50 cars. His car collection included 9 Rolls Royces. Yeah, 8 Rolls Royces is not enough. You've got to have at least 9. And a $1 million Ferrari Enzo, one of only 349.
Wow.
Oh, luxury yachts. He bought 4 yachts. Oh,
4 yachts?
One of which he named...
Why do you need
Sarita?
Why do you need 4?
It cost $20 million and had 12 master bedrooms. 12.
I got to have at least 12 master bedrooms. My other 3 yachts only have 10 master bedrooms. This fourth, better have 12.
Why 4 yachts?
I don't know.
It seems like yachts would depreciate a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, and you have to pay the staff.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Oh. And you can only be on one at a time.
Maybe you'd like to race them.
With friends?
Yeah.
Okay, you take my second. Yeah, you take my third. You take my fourth.
Well, I'll put all 4
first
names.
One to my Nassau Island wins.
I honestly could see Nicolas Cage doing that.
This is clearly someone who has too much money.
And time.
Too much money.
And time to buy all this crap.
He bought a famous haunted house in New Orleans in 2006 for $3.45 million. Supposedly the house belonged to a socialite serial killer named Madame LaLaurie, who was also the inspiration for the character of Kathy Bates in American Horror Story.
Apparently, if you just want to sell something to Nicolas Cage, just make a crazy background story.
Yeah. I got to tell you, this doesn't look like $3.45 million worth to me. I don't know. 8 shrunken pygmy heads.
Once again, very Nicolas Cage purchase.
Cage had a collection of heads in his house for unknown reasons.
Because he's Nick Cage.
He bought a pyramid tombstone located in New Orleans. This 9-foot-tall pyramid tombstone is engraved with Omni Ab Uno, Latin for everything from one. Cage bought it.
Where was this
Latin
pyramid?
For whoever buys this is a complete sucker. It's in New Orleans in a cemetery. What, is there someone buried under there? And... They just decided.
Who sells a plot? You know,
why did the family spend all that money on that stupid pyramid tombstone? Let's just sell the pyramid.
Is there a name on that pyramid?
I don't. It has that stupid Latin phrase.
Oh. No, I guess he just wants to be buried in it. Okay. That's pretty stupid.
Cage bought it. The first Superman comic. Cage had a collection of comics, including Action Comics number 1, the first appearance of Superman, Detective Comics 38, the first appearance of Robin, Batman's sidekick, and give a price. Oh, he bought a crocodile.
Well, he's got those 2 snakes to protect him. Somebody needs to protect the snakes.
Well, the crocodile maybe is outside. Maybe
he built a moat. He probably would have a
moat.
I mean, he does have a castle. So you got to have a moat if you have a castle.
He bought a shark.
Which he put, obviously, in the same water with the crocodile in that moat.
He bought an octopus.
Probably put it in the same moat.
Says Cage's house was like a zoo. Oh, a private Gulfstream jet. Now, that's the most practical thing he's purchased. Out of all these things, I would say the Gulfstream jet is probably the most practical thing.
So he could fly from yacht to yacht.
Yes. 15 estate homes around the world. He bought another multi-million-dollar mansion in New Orleans, a $10 million Malibu. Well, you covered all this: a private gateway home in Paradise Island, the Bahamas; a $17.5 million place in Bel Air; a mansion in Vegas; and a 24,000-square-foot home in Rhode Island. What in the world does he need a 24,000-square-foot home in
Rhode Island
for?
He's probably never even been there. You know what? I'm kind of surprised he's made enough money to buy all this stuff. Or did he just get crazy loans?
Well, isn't this why he's in a zillion movies?
Yeah. Well, now, because
still haven't paid
money.
Off those skulls, and I got to pay off the place in Rhode Island and the third yacht.
You're not going to believe this. I have to take the crocodile to the vet, and then the octopus got sick, too. They both have to go to the vet.
Fuck, I got another payment on the albino cobras. Rare art. He's almost 50 extremely expensive works of art. And you know they're fakes. At least half of them are fakes.
He bought them from that one guy that does all the impressions.
Yeah, sells all the stuff to Stallone and Kevin Bacon. And
one-stop shopping.
In addition to taking the women in his life on lavish vacations, Cage also buys the massive amounts of jewelry, including diamonds and gems.
See, that doesn't seem like a Nick Cage purchase to me.
No.
To impress chicks?
Well, if you can't impress him with the castles, the four yachts, the King Cobra, albino King Cobra.
The nine rolls.
The skull, the dinosaur skulls, the shark, the octopus, the dinosaur, the crocodile.
Dinosaur skulls. Well, he had to give that back.
Shrunken heads. He was forced to foreclose on several properties. The money manager countersued him, and through his lawsuits have been settled. Cage is still struggling to fix his finances and unload these assets, which are not considered terribly liquid. No, yeah.
What kind of market is there for a 40-acre island?
Well, for dinosaur skulls, too. Yeah. I mean, how many people are in the market for dinosaur skulls unless DiCaprio's bidding someone else up just for fun? Oh, my God. This is so stupid. I mean, this really makes me think, because, you know, we do see this phenomenon where we watch the Golden Globes, or we watch the Oscars, and we see these people who are so looked up to, the most beautiful people in the world, the best actors and actresses, and then they get up there without a script, and they don't have anything to say. In fact, they fumble and stumble and stutter and stammer, and they sound, I mean, almost kind of stupid. Is it possible that somebody who makes this much money in movies could just be dumb?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Although he comes from, you know, he is a Coppola. You would think they would know how to manage money because they probably always had it.
Right. Well, you wouldn't think he'd be that impressed with money and have to blow it on all this stupid stuff because, you know, he's around a lot of money all the time. I don't know. This is really bizarre.
He clearly is addicted to shopping for really stupid things.
Yes.
He's got a shopping addiction for dumb things.
You're talking about Maz shopping twice a week, didn't you say on the last show?
Yeah, well, those are probably if Maz had Cage money,
he'd be buying all that stuff.
Although,
the Batmobile would be in his driveway.
He'd have every Batmobile ever made.
Yep.
I don't know if he'd have four boats. He'd have four of something. You only need one of.
He'd build a.
He'd have bowling alleys all over America.
He would build a replica of the Batcave with all those computers and stuff.
Yeah, that don't really operate. They just light up.
He'd have the bat poles and, you know, the bat phones and all that stuff.
He'd recreate Seinfeld's apartment building. And whole neighborhood.
He'd buy a diner so he could make it. Yeah.
He'd own the Milano factory.
But see, yeah, he would honestly be shopping for really dumb things.
I don't know if he could top Nick Cage. Why the castles? I mean, isn't a castle just the most impractical thing? And who wants to hang out in a castle?
No.
I mean, I would be bummed out if I was in a castle.
Think of the utility costs.
Well, the utility costs.
To heat that thing?
And then to think that it was built before electricity, so you have to consider that every time you're in it, what a drag it was when it was first built. People actually lived there and couldn't watch TV. Our golf outing in, I don't know what year this was, like 97, 98. Paul Kurtz, the leader of the Hangmen, overturned a cart that I was on. Actually, I was not driving. He was driving. He tried to blame me partially for it. It was not my fault at all.
It's like blaming Doty.
Exactly. But anyway, because it was right around the time of the Diana death, and the driver was Andre Paul. We renamed instead of Paul Kurtz. We called him Andre Paul Kurtz for a long time after that. But anyway, there are many photographs of the event.
It. Wow! Look, he looks like he's like re-examining. Whoa, what exactly happened?
He is, you know, as if it wasn't all his fault.
See, how can I pin this on Drew? Clearly, the weight balance was off.
He was basically, we were hammered, and he was driving too fast.
Oh, you're in this picture too, laughing about it.
Yeah,
that's what's great. Where? Right here in the hat.
It's hard to golf when you have a full bowel.
You're reconstructing the story.
It is hard
laughing about it.
It's terribly hard to golf with a full bowel.
Is that Mac? That's McCarty.
Yeah, Mac was there.
Mac is pushing. Yeah, Mac's there. Actually doing some work. pushing the cart back up. Mac's got fully blonde hair, too.
I'll see you two tomorrow morning on a golf course.
You see right, how much I'm Mac. Helping. I'm clearly in the background.
You're giving a statement to the officer. Whatsoever.
I love the chick in the other golf cart thinking it's the funniest thing in the world.
I know. Well, she's the drink cart, I think, if I recall.
She's like, I did it.
Here's what's really funny, though. While I was going through stuff in this,
like a
this box of stuff
fish.
Of mine, I had some unopened mail.
Oh, really?
Unopened mail. Uh-oh. So I opened it up, and guess what? Congratulations, Drew. We're Metro Times Morning Show of the Year 2006. Congratulations.
You have
thank
a 10-year-old letter.
Thank you very much. Yes.
A 10-year-old piece of mail you just now opened.
Yes.
Thank you, Metro Times.
Thank you, Metro Times 2006.
Yeah, here. Hang it up and take a picture of it for the website.
Oh, you sure. Used to have great taste. I thought it was like 2016's best podcast.
Thank you. Well, it would. I'll hang it up later. You don't have to hang it up right this second, but yeah, I can go anywhere. There's some slots. I'll find a place for it. And then I also happen to open up.
Put it on the front door.
I'm proud to announce.
Oh, yes.
That the best morning radio show for. Let's see, what year is this?
You know the story behind it, right, Joey?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For 2004.
What?
2004, the best morning radio show is Drew and Mike right. For Real Detroit. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Real Detroit.
On behalf of the show and myself.
It's kind of like you won twice.
Thank you.
Right?
I just opened this up today. Yeah, it is like winning twice.
You opened
because
it up today.
We were in the magazine in 2004, and I opened up the award today. It was a sealed envelope. And I am very proud.
God, you used to be good.
I know. That's exactly what I thought. I was so good that I had awards unopened because I had too many awards to open up. I didn't have time to open up all the awards we were winning.
That's great.
And then there's also a piece of mail from Radio and Records, the 2004 Active Rock Personality Show of the Year. Drew and Mike, thank you. Thank you on behalf of Mike. Mike couldn't be here tonight.
To accept the award.
He's at home.
That's great.
Enjoying himself, but he's very proud, as I am, of our efforts, and our staff did a great job, too. And Trudy, we thank Trudy as well for everything she did. And that's about it. Thanks. Thanks, everybody, voted for us.
Forgot to thank God.
Okay. Thanks, God. Thank you very much.
Let's see.
I have the plaque for that. I did open the plaque. And
it's a big one.
Yeah. You know, won in 2007 and 8, or 2004, 5, and 6. And the plaque was the same every year. It's like, make a new plaque, for Christ's sake.
We want to talk about something fun that kind of segues off of child molestation.
No, let's talk about child molestation more. Come on.
Did you see Corey Feldman
started.
On the Today Show?
I didn't see it. I read about it, though. I'm dying to see this.
All right. Do you?
I know he's getting plastered on social media. He's bawling his eyes out. He's getting beat up so bad.
I'm going to present it without comment beforehand, but I meant to bring it up yesterday. You record the
He's
Today
singing
show
a song,
here.
Right?
Yes.
Does he have a band on there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't pull it up, Jay. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to present it without comment.
Why would the Today Show have Corey Feldman's band on?
I don't know.
I mean, that seems like
you know
a
what,
real...
Jay? You might have to pull it up because I don't know if you have the right Today Show, but whatever.
I'm just surprised that the Booker would even find this worthy of.
Well, their summer concert series. He's a name. Corey Feldman's a name.
Well, he's not outside playing in the street, is he?
No, God, no. But I wish the Booker would have thought about that time he played at that minor league baseball park. Remember that? What a disaster that was. People heckling him. I'm sure the Booker did not know about that.
Corey Feldman just does not realize he refuses. Well, you know, I, in a way I give him credit. He just will not stop pushing forward with the idea that there's a big career for him in entertainment.
He's trying, I guess. I have a question, too, for when you see it. Go ahead. You can play it off there, then, Jay, if it's the whole thing. Okay.
Was this today?
I think it was last Friday.
Oh, was it? Oh, God, I missed it. I usually watch the Today Show. I've been more of a GMA guy.
Do you have the intro section where they're interviewing them? Oh, balls.
They probably have that.
Go. Is that
oh,
from
I bet, you know what? Oh, shit. I think I erased the Today Show yesterday.
Is that from the Today Show website has the whole thing? Because the pre-interview is hilarious, too. Because he says a couple things. It's like, what?
Well, let's see the let's see.
He talks about his, I guess he's got a charity, and he says something about it helps these women's realities become dreams.
The women in his band?
Yeah, whatever this charity is, but their realities become dreams. I think he means their dreams become reality. Okay, go ahead, roll it.
Remember when he was throwing those parties at his mansion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had that one reporter went and paid.
Yeah, at the Feld Mansion.
Feld Mansion? What?
And they were charging people $250 to go.
Yeah, guys, right?
Guys, yeah. He provided the girls, but if you wanted to meet the Corey's Angels or whatever, you pay all that money. And, you know, it's just pathetic. This guy obviously had some stardom in the 80s, made some money, probably blew most of it. And there's not much career left. And so.
Oh, here. Okay. I just saw the tease for him on the TV. Here we go. Look at what he's wearing.
Why is he wearing that stupid hood?
It looks like he's wearing chainmail, you know, like armor. Here you go.
You by city. If you grew up in the 80s, right here, then you may have had some Corey Feldman posters on your walls. I'm going to say it right here.
First question.
Yes.
You've seen bands perform like live on a morning show.
Sure.
Have you ever seen them in costumes?
Not really.
Okay, because Corey's band, which is all women, are dressed in full white angel outfits, complete with halo and wings.
How's a halo stay up over their head? That's amazing.
They're angels.
Oh, really?
His name is synonymous with the decade movies like The Goonies, Stand By Me, License to Drive.
I don't believe Billy Bush had a poster,
passion
by
for
the way.
Singing, and now Corey's got a double CD.
Yes, and we hear it's a labor of love for you. 10 years in the making.
Look at
it's
that
called
Caleb cover.
Angelic to the Core, and he's going to sing for us in just a moment. Corey, good morning to you.
Good
What's
morning,
song?
You guys.
The Angelic.
The name of the album is Angelic to the Core.
Oh, please. I thought it was Jealous to the Core.
Oh, no. And the album cover are two angels pulling him out of, you know, hellfire.
Stand By Me, License to Drive. He's always had a passion for singing, and now Corey's got a double CD.
Yes, and we hear it's a label double of love CD? For you. 10 years in the making.
Not
it's
a good, not a good
Angelic
idea.
To the
it costs
core.
More to put
he's
out two CDs.
For us in just a moment. Corey, good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
The Angelic, I see it all around
we
me.
We see why.
The Angel Band.
Tell me what's happening. You got a Grim Reaper look going on, and the angels are here. I don't like this interaction.
No, you know, it's all, actually, the whole theme of the album is the good album versus evil, heaven versus hell, all that sort of thing. So, they're angelic, and if you look actually at the artwork on the album, you'll see that it's me trying to crawl out of a fiery pit, and it's the angels pulling me out. So that kind of all goes along with the concept.
Why this concept?
Well, probably because I know that angels have probably saved me once or twice in my life, and I like helping them as well. That's why I created Corey's Angels as a way to help girls who are like kind of lost and needed to find their way to get their opportunities, their dreams, and
by
make
me
them
fucking
realities.
Them. Yeah.
And that's what we do. We try to help them make their realities.
What does that mean?
You know, their dreams.
And you dedicated one album to Michael Jackson and the other to Corey Haim, is that right?
Yeah, there's actually four dedications. One to my grandfather, one to Corey Haim, one to Michael Jackson. Majestic, who was also a friend of Michael's.
He dedicated it to Majestic the Magician. Remember Michael Jackson's friend, Majestic the Magician, who just died?
God, are you kidding me?
He dedicated the album to that guy.
Stupid.
To Michael Jackson, to his grandfather as well, and Corey Haim.
Michael Jackson, who, by the way, he implies was trying to groom him for molestation.
He absolutely was.
Yeah.
Their dreams and make them
Majestic
realities.
The
and that's what we do. We try to help them make their realities, you know, their dreams.
And you dedicated one album to Michael Jackson and the other to Corey Haim, is that right?
Yeah, there's actually four dedications. One to my grandfather, one to Corey Haim, one to Michael Jackson. Majestic, who was also a friend of Michael's.
So there's going to be some MJ moves coming here in a minute.
Does it kind of come
no
a little
MJ
bit?
Moves. No, yeah, it's kind of a similar style of dance. Because we grew up dancing together. So he was my idol, obviously.
Oh,
and
nice
a lot
try,
of my
Corey.
Shall we get to it?
If you have that feeling, it's about to go down in here. I also have it.
Relieving.
Let's do this.
Yeah, it's about to go down, all right. I should just videotape your face. I can't wait to see what it looks like when you see him dance.
Did Billy mean that there's a train wreck about to take place?
Kitty, kitty,
get it.
All she gonna do is twerk.
Hit the club, tell him.
Michael Jackson never danced like that, ever.
If I didn't know better, I would think he was mocking Michael Jackson's dancing.
This hook will get stuck in your head and you're going to be mad at yourself. Chick's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Two syllables.
Oh, God.
What are the dancing?
Your good deeds until they become bodies.
His voice is awful. Shame.
They point at life and you get nobody knows their name.
He's right in the face of the camera.
Awkward.
It's cool when I don't know, when Mick Jagger does it, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, you want to see
Elvin does it.
Because you want to see Mick Jagger's face.
Yeah. Go for it.
I swear, Corey's Angels look kind of bored during this look.
Yeah, no, they do. Like, should we really be doing this?
Here comes a new twist. Oh, here's some dancing. Doesn't it look like he's doing a basketball crossover move?
Oh, God, is that
like a double dribble crossover? Here comes Doc Ice for no reason whatsoever.
It doesn't fit in the song.
Watch Feldman twerk. Corey's still dancing like mocking Jackson.
It's supposed to be like ludicrous coming into the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is that Joel?
He's in a rap group in the 80s.
I mean, was he significant?
No, not really. Listen to how much they love it.
Leave that suit in my dressing room.
I will. I'll try. I like that suit.
Thanks, guys. I'm dying to see some of the online comments.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
That was made him cry.
Good dancing. Who said good dancing? Was that you, Billy Bush?
He was actually celebrating. He thought like he just sold 500,000 copies with that performance.
The very beginning when he's playing the air piano and then this leg crossover with the bird flapping. That's what the dance was. It was, he went from mock piano to foot crossover to bird flapping. What the hell? I hope they do it. Do they do a post interview with him?
Like a buzzard in heat.
Oh, God, that was awful. Go for it. Go it will be stuck it. In your head.
Yeah, those girls really looked like they weren't sure this was such a good idea.
They were so bored.
I mean, they were told they were going to be on the Today Show, and they're like, oh, my God, the Today Show! And then when they got out there doing it, they were like, oh, my God, is this really going to work out okay?
See,
where was all that sound coming from, by the way? I don't believe those two guitars and that. Was there had to be some massive tracks.
I was watching them. They totally were not. No.
Well, you know, you can't play live on TV.
No, but there weren't even air guitars in jokes at all.
The production's too complicated to reproduce, so they had to play some tracks.
But the air guitar was way off.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they were nowhere near.
I'm looking for the video because he responded in a video, but I can't find it. Here's what he said. Maybe this is it. Corey Angel sobs while speaking out against Today's Show reaction. We're petrified to even go out. Corey Feldman responds to his now viral video. Of course, it's taking off because it's utter garbage.
Corey Feldman sobbed in a Facebook Live post responding to his critics for his now infamous performance on the Today Show. Friday, he debuted his new song, Go For It, and the appearance received a bit of backlash. In his now deleted post, he said, quote,
when they said that, they showed a tweet that said, maybe Matt Lauer made Corey Feldman perform to take the heat off his debate performance.
All we can say is that we tried really hard because we love our fans and we just wanted to give them the best show that we could.
What fans?
But we don't deserve these things that are being said about us are awful.
Don't deserve.
Feldman was a popular teen actor in the 80s. He starred in The Goonies and The Lost Boys.
That's it? No, I want to hear him crying.
I want to hear him.
I want to hear him crying.
Any comments on the under the performance, Jay?
All right, here's the response, I believe.
Never stop, never stopping is one of the comments.
Well, it's been an interesting weekend. We wanted to come back on and talk to you guys about our feelings yesterday and our feelings over the whole weekend. But yesterday, we made that post and we only left it up for a few hours because... you know, we felt that people were maybe seeing it the wrong way, seeing it as a form of weakness. It wasn't necessarily a form of weakness. It was a form of me wanting to show people that I'm human and that we're human.
What are you talking about?
And that
about?
We bleed and we
your song
cry
sucked.
And we have feelings just like everybody else.
It sucked. It was not melodic.
And when you're amidst a bunch of really negative, awful things being said...
You're not a singer.
You know,
you're not
you're
a performer.
Gonna react. Like, that's just part of being human.
He took part one down, so I don't know where he's
just
balling.
Just to show you that we're not that weird, we feel just like everybody else. And
disband the band
now
immediately,
that we've had
Corey.
Some time to reflect on all of this, I think we've come up with a few things that we want to say a little bit more cohesively.
All you should say is, go for it.
Not with such emotional upheaval. So first off, Courtney, and you can feel free to jump in if you want to say anything too. But
yeah, we just like it's just been
angels?
Like an
one
emotional roller coaster for both of us.
It's been
and,
like an emotional,
you know,
roller coaster.
When such awful things are being said about somebody that you love and you care about so much,
you don't love him.
It really messes with your head, and so I've just been trying to keep positive and keep strong for this guy right here because he needs it and
he needs it
just,
so he sucks.
We're just trying to keep our chins up and be
we're
positive
trying to help him.
And show the world that you
right.
know what
I just want to see him cry. Let me see if I can find the crying video.
Do we have him crying, Jay? Is that what that is? I think we might have it.
Oh, awesome. Rock. Let's hear it.
So please cry. Please be Corey crying. This is bullshit.
Bullshit.
What? Well, they took it off, huh?
You know, there should be a way to go to these dipshits that put these stupid videos up like this, making it rope you in to think it is. You should just, like, instantly have your YouTube account just, like, nullified.
Absolutely.
You should have the power to just shut it down. Like, no, this is horse shit, you know?
Amen.
Sorry.
No, apparently he's had the internet scrubbed of himself crying. I can't find
it.
Bring
the comments back, Jay. I can read the comments while Mark looks. They're grim.
Should we call him, by the way?
Corey, we have his phone number?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's call him.
All right.
This is what happens when actors think just because they can act and have money that it can buy them acceptance as musicians. You need talent to make music, Corey. And that's also what happens when they have a bunch of yes guppies around them. Corey, hey, guys, is that any good? Guppies. You were great, buddy. Really talented. Now let's go out and spend more of your money. You're being really too generous saying he can act. He had a small part in one award-winning movie and was basically a C-lister for 10 years making horrible movies with people definitely convincing him he was more popular than he was. I'm pretty sure we're all referencing his dancing and wardrobe, not his stupid band. Corey, get some friends who'll be honest with you. Anyone who cares about you would tell you how bad the performance was and save you the grief you are getting now. Caps. Don't ever sing like that! Corey, you should have disappeared 20 years ago, buddy. Try and reinvent yourself another way, maybe through acting. Probably not, though. He's a wonderful person who revealed very personal aspects of his life in order to help save our children.
Save
he deserves kindness and respect.
Save our children. He dedicated the album to Michael
Oh,
Jackson.
Wait, go back to Jackie D. I liked it. It was way better than the so-called music that is playing on the top 40 channels.
Oh, wow.
I like different, sick and tired of generic crap that's mainstream. You go for it, Corey. You rock, man. Real heart and soul. And then the next post is, you're retarded. two posts down. I never laughed so hard.
Oh, when he first starts that air piano bird thing dance in the beginning, I couldn't stop laughing the first time.
God killed the wrong Corey.
Oh.
Both Corys are cool, bro. Stop hating. No, he just only half finished the job. Oh, God. Oh, Lordy.
Call him up. Dial him up. See if he answers.
Looks like Charlie Sheen's evil twin. Yes, slight. I would like to take a shit in his top hat.
Ugh.
That was bad. That was just grisly bad. Oh, is that bad? And the song just sucks.
Yeah, he got emotional, criticized people for public shaming him, broke down in tears. He revealed, we can't get out of bed right now. We're petrified to even go out.
He is so emotionally stuck at age 10.
You have reached a number so that bad he's disconnected his phone. Longer in service.
Remember him on,
you have reached this recording.
On The Surreal Life?
Yeah, when he got married.
Yeah.
Intensely in love he was.
He's in a house with seven other C-list people, basically, and he's the only one who can't figure out how to quite get along with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure.
No, he's just on a different plane, man.
Yeah, no, he thinks he's a big star. He can't somehow get used to the fact that that was what happened 25 years ago. It was probably a fluke.
Listen to the story. This
happy for it.
This is about his Facebook video where he's crying. Speaking of the performance, which was mercilessly ridiculed online, he continued, we put ourselves out there. We did the best we could. And, like, I've never heard such mean things said about me, like, constantly. The Stand By Me star began to cry. He insisted that they had tried really hard. Condemned the response as awful. We love our fans. We just wanted to give them the best
fans,
show.
Fans, you don't have fans. No one liked it.
His mangel spoke up.
Oh, no. Is that his main angel?
Oh, I so wish there was video of this when it happened. Explaining that she had Googled the performance, was taken aback by the barrage of harsh criticism. See how pumped up she was to Google her performance? And then, ooh, boy, bombs right in your face.
Ouch, ouch,
she began to explain the response, but Corey cut in, sharing criticisms such as, like, oh, it's so bizarre, he's so weird, and he's so odd. Corey, there's a lot worse comments than bizarre and odd.
Oh, my God, yes.
Corey reminded everyone that it's just a song, insisting the performance wasn't that weird and did not merit such shaming. I'm sorry if it's not good enough for you, but you don't have to beat us up. I just want to say that, like, why is it okay to publicly shame us? I don't understand. It's, like, not PC to say somebody is fat or somebody's white or somebody's black or somebody's yellow or
green. Oh, it's not PC to say a performance sucks?
And if they have a short leg or a missing finger, like, we can't talk about those things, but it's okay to bash Corey Feldman and the Angels, third person. Bash for using third person talking about your performance.
It is okay.
I think he's failing to realize that, I'm sure, you know, how many bands are in America? There's probably millions and millions of bands.
He thinks that political correctness covers bands' performances and people's ability to say that it sucks.
Apparently, but he doesn't realize he's getting preferential treatment, so he's going to be judged a lot harsher than say any regular band.
Yeah, because
anyway.
No regular person could have a performance that shitty and get on the Today Show.
Yeah,
it would never happen.
They revealed they were afraid to leave the house following the response, ending that.
Oh, afraid
really
to leave the house.
Freaked out over this, and it's really not fair.
Afraid to leave the house because he's going to get ridiculed.
Yeah, man, I saw in the Day Show, nice bird dance into dabbing into air piano, you dork. By the way, I love the Goonies. Can you sign my baby's head? They'll ridicule him and then ask for an autograph or take a selfie. You took a selfie of me, you sucked in the Today Show.
Oh, man.
Anne, who I believe is his mangel, added that Corey was really down last night, commenting, this is a quote, and like, I don't even know what to do or say because I thought the performance was good, and I was, like, excited about it. Corey concluded by noting that it should not be accepted no matter who you are, bullying.
Oh,
doesn't matter
Corey.
If you're a celebrity or not, we deserve love, and we deserve, like, normal life.
No, okay. No, that's not how the entertainment world works, you dork.
Yeah, you put yourself out there. You're going
to
get
suck. Hammered. People tell you suck. That's how it works. And no one buys it, and you go back to drawing board. It's gone for it. It's gone for it.